Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Oh, we're in the dog days of summer, Bob. And you know what? We're going to talk about some dogs today, because why not? It's the universal tubular meat that if you've ever grilled anything, I'm sure you've grilled one of those. But I am Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. And what's cooking, baby?
Hey, we're so happy you joined us. Thanks for spending a little time with us to talk about things we do on our grills, and hopefully you're doing on your grills. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys, even though nobody's maintaining the page right now because I took a hiatus. And Jop, I don't know, are you doing anything with the Facebook page?
I monitor it from time to time.
Monitor it?
Yeah.
Nope, so it's a dead page. Put something on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can go to thegrillingguys.com and get any of the recipes we talk about. You can also, on the top right corner, click on the headset and get the podcast. Podcasts are really popular, and our podcast draws are growing weekly. We get more and more subscribers, so thank you for that. Hope you like them. Hope we're helping your grilling game or your beer game. But we're going to do the Siciliano's Beer of the Week, Jop, and it's from North Pier Brewing Company, which is down in, I think it's in Benton Harbor.
Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I am not familiar with it, but this one's called Oh My Guava.
A pink guava Kolsch. And easy drinking, only 5.3% alcohol. And this guava flavor, I think this is a good summer beer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Katie at Siciliano's prepares all our beers every week for us, and this is one of her favorites. She is probably the sharpest, at least female, I know on beer. One of the sharpest people in general I've ever talked to on beer. I love, when I go in and pick these up, we just talk about brewers and the business and trends, and she's just a plethora of beer knowledge.
Yes, she is, and she always steers us in the right direction. This one, I'm quoting from the can now, Oh My Guava brings you a bright burst of energy. Each sip starts with a subtle tropical note and finishes with a crisp, clean flavor you'll love in a Kolsch. And so a good beer from Siciliano's. As we always say every week, the cool part about Siciliano's is you can go in there and make your own six-pack from hundreds and hundreds of different beers.
Or four-pack.
Right, or whatever pack you want. But they sell everything by the can, which is really cool. This one retails at Siciliano's for $2.79 a can. Worth every penny of it.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and sound like a sexist, but I'm gonna say that if your wife doesn't so much care for beer, she might like this one.
Right.
And this is one of Katie's favorites, which might validate the point. Although she is a beer snob, she's a true beer connoisseur. But I'm kind of thinking this one, I'm gonna put a label on it. I'm gonna call it a chick beer.
Yeah. Yep. It would be.
But I'm
it's
liking
very
it.
Very light, and it's got the guava fruit in
it. Is
there,
it growing on you yet?
No, not like not like it will. But I'm just getting started.
We are being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, and he is the wizard of the big board. Thank you, Brian. I don't know if you've ever had us talk about a guava beer in studio or not before, but it's kind of a first.
Well, let me take it down the next drink road, because was on vacation the week of the 4th of July there, and saw a lot of great places. Just did the east side of Michigan, started it out with a fishing trip with Captain Ken, and traveled up the east side of Alpena, Sheboygan, wherever. Drank a lot of margaritas while I was doing that, and for some reason, we'd hit little beach pubs that we could find on the lakes that are all there, right? I actually texted you
from
where we were up north, took a picture, a place where you and I've been. But anyway, One of the things
Club 211.
That's right, up there, Sturgeon Capital Black Lake. Anyway, I had a spicy margarita, first spicy margarita I'd ever had. I was a little reluctant because I like a traditional margarita, but the spicy one, they made it in a pitcher. They had 12 ounces of silver tequila, 6 ounces of Cointreau, and then they put 2 serrano chili peppers sliced really thin and floated them on top. So when they poured it out of the pitcher in there, right, and there were 6 limes in it, and they
a little of that placental fiber got in
there. Right, yes. and they, you know, they basically poured that in there, and there's little pepper flakes and some of those. They're sliced real
thin.
Like you know what? It was good. It made you want to drink another one, though, because you got the heat out
Remember
of it.
Remember that jalapeno wine we had?
Yeah.
That wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. This was good. Salt on the rim, went with the peppers. It was kind of fun. But we were at the Crossings Bar where they did this, which is if you're coming down in northern Michigan, there's Elk Rap, or not Elk Rapids, East Jordan. And then when you get a little bit south of East Jordan, the Lake Charlevoix comes to a little narrows. And there's a ferry that goes back and forth across there. Well, you
was he drinking them with you?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
He was running the boat, hauling cars back and forth across this inlet. In Ironton is where it's at. But anyway, there's a little bar down at the base of the ferry sitting out there, hundreds of boats, lots of really good music.
Good place to be.
Spicy margaritas,
bet you wish
baby.
You, bet you wish you had a boat right then, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'd love to be back there. But a shout-out to them because they served it to us in a 64-ounce pitcher.
Is that part of the chain of lakes?
No, nope, nope. It's just – you come out of Lake Michigan into Round Lake, and then Lake Charlevoix.
Now you lost
there.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Up there in Charlevoix.
Well, Brian's heading up to Lake Charlevoix, so we're going to miss him. He'll be on vacation next week.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go home, and I went to Sobey's last night, and he gave me a great deal for our troops. I'm cooking for the Army National Guard. Where in Selfridge, Alex's Chinook unit is over there, my son Alex, and it's where I delivered that last smoker. It's
right.
Where our last smoker
Operation
delivery
GI
went
barbecue
to.
Went. Yeah.
Yeah, so they asked me to come back again this year, and it's Family Day Sunday at Selfridge Joint Base. So I'm going to be bringing a bunch of butts and briskets and having fun with the troops on Sunday. So today when I get home, I am firing up the big smoker, and we're going to get her done.
You're going to pre-cook them, bring them down there ready?
Yeah, yeah, I'll put them in a
hauling all your equipment down
there.
Yeah,
I'll put them in a cooler and keep them
How
warm.
How many are you going to feed?
Maybe only 100.
Right.
For some reason, it's light tomorrow, so I don't know why that is, but there'll be 100 happy people.
Are they on maneuvers this time of year, or is it just this weekend?
It's just family weekend. They do once a year, they do family weekend, and that's when you can go in if you're husband or wife or son, in our case, is in that unit. They have everybody in for a big picnic, and I'll be feeding the protein.
Well, there you go. Sounds like
it's a cool event. There's really a great group of people. These are people who love their country and who serve it thanklessly,
right?
Because it's not really any money to speak of, but it's a duty, sense of obligation, and so the least I can do is go down and bring them some great barbecue, so I'm gonna be fussing over my brisket.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that looks like, but I bet it's going to be good when it's done.
Well, you're welcome to join me tomorrow.
Right. Right. I'll be there. Yep. I'll helping you fuss.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like.
Well, it means doing all those little secret things to it that make it turn out perfect.
And a lot of that is in the prep before it ever hits the heat. And but there are some secrets on once you're cooking it as well. So,
yeah.
You know what? If you stick around long enough, you might get half of them. You're never going to get them all.
That's about it.
But that's how we roll around here. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk. We're going to dive into the dog days of summer. And the rest of the show is, believe it or not, we're going to spend a half hour talking about hot dogs.
Don't be a weenie.
Right. But so coming up next is Kogel or Kowalski. Pardon me. Those are both two Michigan brands, and we're going to break those down for you. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out.